and welcome to the 1UP Video Game Discussion Podcast. Hey guys, today we're talking about Crash Bandicoot Galaxy 1 and 2.
Hunter, I think you said that wrong.
I know, I said that wrong.
But
I've been thinking about Crash Bandicoot a lot today for some reason.
Anyway, today we're not actually going about Crash Bandicoot. We're doing Mario Galaxy and Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
Let's go.
By the way, my name is Hunter.
Let's go.
Thank God.
What happened to Mario?
All right. So, Hunter, can you name the beginning of this game and stuff? You know what you normally do?
Oh, yeah, right. So, Super Mario Galaxy, known as Super Mario Wii in North Korea, is a 3D action-adventure platformer game for the Wii console, first released in November 2007. It's the third main Mario 3D platformer in the follow-up to Super Mario 64 and Super Mario Sunshine. However, unlike the previous two 3D adventure installments for the Mario franchise, this game takes place in deep space. Most of the game's levels consist of many small planets and planetoids, while others have bigger planets. On release, Super Mario Galaxy received some of the highest review scores and appraisals of any Wii game to date in any game overall. Since its release, the game has sold nearly 13 million copies, making it the ninth best-selling Wii game and earning a Nintendo Select re-release.
This game, I think, is one of, if not, no, this is my second favorite Mario game ever.
What's your first?
Hunter, we're literally going over it.
I know.
It's Mario Galaxy 2.
Galaxy 2, yeah.
Anyway.
This game has really good, like, makes very good use of the Wii.
Yeah, I think the one of the coolest things about this game is the gravity. You're in space because, you know, every character has to go to space at one point. Anyway, so galaxies you go to have their own gravity fields, and it's cool.
Yeah, everything's kind of unique.
And the only problem I have is every time you collect a star, you have to go back to that world to get another star.
Yeah, it's not very epic.
But hey, I still think it's
This is probably the best Wii game. For the second best Wii game.
Yeah, but I do like the bosses more than Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
I think the bosses are a little more creative, I'd say.
Were the bosses like Mario Galaxy 2?
They're, I don't know, they're just kind of the same. I think it's mostly just Bowser you fight.
Oh, hey, Bowser. Didn't I destroy you on that planet over there? Yeah. Now I'm going to fight you again. The same thing.
Yeah, that's basically it. Hunter,
I think Bowser probably has some sort of, like, mental problem because he's doing the same things over and over again.
Oh, yeah, this is the first game to introduce Rosalina.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm thinking about
what?
What is happening?
No.
Sounds like somebody's, like, breaking an Xbox controller.
Hayden must be in the same room as the Xbox.
Hayden's breaking controllers.
Anyway,
Yeah. It makes really good use of the motion
Skyward
controls.
Sword motion controls
are Skyward
good,
Sword.
I'd say.
Like their motion controls. What I don't like is the fact that the release is not going to have motion controls. It's going to make you use one of the joysticks to swing your sword.
I would honestly find it interesting if there are planets that weren't habitable.
Ben, that would make no sense.
Land on it and immediately die.
If I had to recommend,
fine, then. You land on it and you
a
suffocate.
A 3D Mario game, this would probably be the first one I recommend. Hunter, you're giving...
Why is there quotes on this Hunter. Wiki page?
Hunter, stop. You're giving there's them a quote from on how we just use
from, there's a quote from Bowser and...
Yeah, but you're giving them our secrets.
It's not Wikipedia, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
We definitely didn't just go online and look up Super Mario Galaxy.
Right, Ben? We didn't do that.
Literally less than a minute before we started recording this.
I don't like it.
What do you think of Queen Bee? What are your thoughts on,
one of my favorite levels on the
Toad Brigade ones. Captain?
I like those ones. My favorite world, though. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty hard. Oh, yeah, this game starts with Bowser taking the entire castle into space. And yeah, like, the Toads are just trying to celebrate, like a thing that happens every, like, 1,000 years or something. Yeah, and then Bowser just comes in with ships and starts
being, the Star Festival or whatever, or
something, and starts destroying everything and freezing Toads in, like, crystals and stuff. And then, okay, I know it sounds like I'm on drugs, but I'm not.
It's like a terrorist. Okay. Also, the golden chomp looks like Pac-Man. Anyways, So yeah, every 100 years at the Eye of the Star Festival, a comet passes over the Mushroom Kingdom and causes magical stars and stardust to fall to the planet below. Each invites Mario to her castle to join in the festivities and receive a special gift. As Mario arrives in the castle gardens, Bowser suddenly attacks the Toads with his airship and encases them in crystals. Bowser the giant turtle monster beat up a bunch of
also Bowser
Toads. I don't understand.
Also, for some reason, Peach has like a Luma. She just has one. Mass. Lumas are like star people. They're made out of stars, but they're people. They can talk and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, no, Peach just has this weird one.
They look weird.
With her. Like, there's, it doesn't even explain in the lore, like, how she has it. She just does. Oh, yeah, this is the first game where Mario gets the spin ability.
It just worked, Jaden.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have to shake the controller.
It just Luigi's works, in this game, man. Too.
It just works.
Yeah, and if you... After you... Really if you okay. beat the game, then you get to play as Luigi,
Luigi's not
which
in
is,
any Mario
he
games.
Is like Mario, but instead he can jump higher. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he can run faster. Yeah, but he has less traction. Yeah, and he skids when he moves,
don't
which kind of makes
my
him
boy
annoying
Luigi
he just
like
falls
that.
Off platformers and stuff.
Hey, the Luigi... Isn't the Luigi
and if you're playing two player mode, and if you're playing two player mode, you can play as a Luma.
Yeah, the Luigi.
Oh yeah, the one that has
like, sing along or something. I don't know what you said it was. Oh, okay. Anyway, besides that,
Luigi's
the only complaint I have is sometimes the worst levels in that game are the ones is the one where you have where you're riding the stingray. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Probably.
Oh, nice. We got music now. That's pretty nice.
Your boy in green, oh yeah, it's me, Luigi. It's a me, Luigi. My mansion was such a lonely place.
Alright, guys, I guess you're gonna have to listen to this
nobody
for a while.
Nobody talking to me. The ghosts would throw away the key to lock their rooms when they would see me walking down the hallway with my Hoover.
Why? Why
did you do that? Let's stop about that. But,
Yeah, I give Mario.
Kaden, do you ever play games with your? Did you guys ever play games with like your siblings?
Obviously. Like, my brother.
Did you ever play this?
My brother is like, so used to motion controls that he is like a master at this game. I give this game 9 out of 10.
We should have like an official like rating system, like the 1-up rating system, like out of 10. Everybody rates it out of 10, and then we just average the score.
All right, I rate it 9 out of 10.
I'm gonna give it also a 9 out of 10.
What about you? I've never played it, so I rate it something out of 10.
Rate it based off of how cool it sounds.
Sounds pretty cool. I'd give it an 8 out of 10.
Alright, so that would be. Let me just pop it into a calculator for a second.
18.8.
No, hold on.
That's not right. Oh, I did that wrong, sorry.
26 out of 30.
So 26 divided by 3 is 8.6. So yeah, pretty 8, good game.
8.6 out of 10. So I think if you want to play a Wii, this is the first game you should play, because Mario Galaxy 2
is the best game on the Wii.
But Mario Galaxy 2, I think you should play after you play this game.
Yeah, and also Super Mario Wii. Sorry, that's off topic. Anyways. Yeah, this game is really, really, really good.
It's really good. That's it? That's all you gotta say?
Well, it's true. I mean, I don't really know how to elaborate on that.
True.
I like Wii Sports a lot, but I think that's mostly because of, like, the nostalgia factor, not because it's that much better.
That has nothing to do with Mario Galaxy.
No, like, I'm talking about my favorite Wii games.
Oh, anyway, can we move on to Mario Galaxy 2? Oh wait, before we do, in the intro of this game, like the title theme, the sparkles on the screen spell out Mr. Gay.
Yeah, I know.
and I don't even know why.
A lot of movies actually have that, where they all spell out things in the stars.
Do you think Nintendo meant to do that?
I don't know. Oh, the game's not natively English, so I highly doubt that they did that on purpose. Unless somebody one of the people who works at Nintendo for the American division went into the game's code and changed it so that the stars said Mr. Gay.
I wonder if he did. Anyway, Mario Galaxy 2.
God. Are you okay?
Let's do it. Mario Galaxy 2, my favorite game on the Wii.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So, Hunter, the facts about this game's origin.
Super Mario Galaxy 2, known as Super Mario Wii 2 in South Korea, is a 3D action platformer game released for the Wii on May 23, 2010. It is the sequel to the 2007 game Super Mario Galaxy and is the fourth 3D platformer entry in the Mario franchise. It is also the first, and thus far, the only 3D platformer in the Mario franchise to be released on the same console as its predecessor. The sequel retains many elements from its predecessor, such as the adventure being in outer space, the element of gravity, and recurring objects such as launch stars and sling stars. Returning items include the bee mushroom and fire flower. However, the game introduces new elements as well, such as the utilization of Yoshi, new power-ups like the cloud flower, and the use of a guide within the game for beginner players. All releases of the game except for the American version include a beginner's DVD to help players understand the controls and items if they have not played Super Mario Galaxy.
All right, Hunter.
In North America, help for beginners is found on the official website as well as on the Nintendo channel.
Hunter. All right, so the power-ups are Fire Flower. I think you all know the Fire Flower. If you're watching this, I think you would know what it is. There's the Bee Power, which...
If you don't know what the Fire Flower... Like, the Fire Flower is like 40 years old now.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, there's the Bee Power, which allows you to fly as a bee. I mean, that's pretty much it. The cloud power is every time you spin, you can summon a cloud, but you only have like 5, I think. Or is it 3? I think it's 5. Anyway, then there's the ice power, which I like. It allows you to like create ice on water.
Mario.
Yeah, it's Ice Mario. Instead of the fire flower, the ice flower.
Nice.
Are you my cold?
Anyway, no, but this game I think improves the mechanic. Oh yeah, you get your own ship. That too. You on the map? You're a ship. Like it's a ship is in the face of Mario or Luigi if you're playing as Luigi, because you could play as Luigi too.
What if the first spaceship in space should just be Mario's face? First expedition to the moon, the rocket ship should just be like Mario's
Hunter,
face.
Hunter,
yeah,
sorry.
We've already been to the moon.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint you, Hunter.
All right, Mars. I'm going to go back in time and change the blueprints of that giant Mario face with the rockets on the back.
What the heck?
Yeah, make it so Mario's face is on the back.
Yeah. It wasn't even invented at that time, so it would have seemed kind of random because it's just like an Italian plumber.
Yeah,
but then you'll seem very popular these days because they'll be like, oh my gosh, you predicted Mario. What a genius.
Anyway.
Everybody will think back to the day Hunter predicted Mario.
Hunter, this has nothing to do with Mario Galaxy 2.
Yes, it does. We're talking about Mario spaceships.
I know.
Back
anyway.
In my day.
Oh yeah, there's the drill power-up and the spring power-up. The spring power-up sucks.
Why?
You become a spring, and it's really hard to control.
Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, this is the one with the rock power-up, the bowling power-up, which turns you into a giant rock boulder.
I guess it is.
I think this game improves the mechanics of the original a lot. The only problem I have is to 100% it, you need to get 999, like, you need to get the max amount of star bits, which is the currency in this game. And I remember me and my brother just grinding so many star bits.
How long did it take?
I don't know, like, 4 hours.
And that's not that long in comparison to other games.
But this is Mario.
Yeah.
This is Mario. This is a casual game designed for young children.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were like...
And there's motion controls.
Anyway...
The motion controls on this game aren't that bad.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. It controls really well, I think.
There's a few games on the Wii that really do good with the motion controls, and then there's some that are...
This is
controller.
My favorite game on the Wii, and my favorite Mario game of all time.
Kaden, do you have Motion Plus?
Motion Plus, what's that?
The extension for your controller that makes it like more.
Oh yeah, that.
Responsive.
Does it work on Mario Galaxy?
It works on everything.
I didn't know that.
I have the black versions of them that have it built in. Black Wii controllers that have the Motion Plus packs. Like,
oh, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I have one of those. What was that?
That was my plate.
Oh, I thought it was like somebody about to like break down your door.
No, I thought it was someone knocking on his door.
Hey, yeah, I'm about to break down your door. Could you like,
finish it with your podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to interrupt. I'm a huge fan, so could you finish up there?
Anyway, no, this is a really good game, although what's the bosses are a little meh.
Yes.
I still think this is a great game.
How do you think they could improve upon the bosses? if they in the third Mario Galaxy?
I don't know. We'll have to
the
wait.
The third. They're saying that they're like everybody keeps making rumors that they're gonna make a third Mario Galaxy, and Nintendo just keeps shutting it down.
Yeah, they probably won't.
Shush.
I seriously doubt it. You think they'll ever make like a Mario Odyssey 2?
Maybe. I don't know.
They made a lot of money off of it, so.
Wait, remember the Flizzard?
What?
It's a bird, and then you have to glide. You have to hang onto his feet, and you glide around.
Yeah, I like that level. I mean, I'd recommend this game. I'd put it as a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, the same is, I'm going to give it a 9.5.
What about you, Ben? I mean, I know you've never played
it. Based off of how it sounds.
Based off of how it sounds, it... although the bosses do sound a little bad from what Caden told me...
Well, no, the bosses are really good. They just...
They're just not as good as Mario Galaxy 1.
They're just a little not original.
Yeah, they're not as creative, I think. But they're still really good.
Okay, then I'd just say...
Oh, especially the final Bowser fight where you're like... Where he's like, you're like on, you have to smash him with rocks.
I think I've heard of that. I'll give it a 8 out of 10 again. You know what? 8.5 out of 10.
Whoa, that's pretty high.
Ben, are you sure you want to make that step?
Yes, I'm ready to make
it. That gives it a 9.3 out of 10 between the three of us. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
You think we're ever going to talk about any game where we're going to give it, like, less than a 8 or a 9?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, we're...
I don't know why we would, like, talk about it. Like, out of all the games we can talk about, I don't know why we would want to talk about one that we hate.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I don't know.
No, let's talk about Fortnite next time.
What is it with bees and outer space?
I know. There's always bee levels. It's weird.
Well, you
don't live in outer space. I hope the person who made this game...
space at one point in their lifetime, they will die. It's science.
Yeah, Ben, that's how there's no oxygen in space, and somehow Mario lives.
Yeah.
Take your word for it.
I don't know how Mario lives, but he does.
Mario can breathe out of his butt.
What?
Sorry, I'm gonna edit that out. I don't know why I said that.
Okay. Can breathe out of his what?
His foot.
Ah, yeah, you didn't know that, Caden.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
He just has a giant cord that just snakes out of his mouth, and it just goes all the way back to Earth.
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole thing. I think... that this game, I would recommend you play it. Straight up.
Definitely. How much would you recommend playing it over, like, Fallout 3 and 4 or, like, Ocarina of Time?
I mean, that kind of depends, because...
Yeah, it depends on my mood. You know?
No, depends on what you play better at.
No, I just mean it depends on, like, what I want to play at that moment. Like, if I want to play a shooter, of course I'm going to play Fallout. But if I want to play, like, a puzzle game, I'll play Legend of Zelda. But if I just want to platform, I'll play, Mario Galaxy.
Don't want to recommend somebody who's terrible at motion controls for them to play, Mario Galaxy. Wouldn't want to do enough. Them like that.
Yeah, this game is pretty simple. Like, you just have to, like, shake it like mid.
That's fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
Like a Wii boxing.
Wii boxing.
Wherever when you get into the match, like every 6-year-old child just grabs their Wii controller and just starts shaking it.
Yeah, I remember the first time I played. That's exactly what I did.
Don't even like. I never even tried doing it strategically. Like I just shook it like I wanted it dead or something.
Anyway, are we gonna wrap it up now?
Imagine not playing Mario Galaxy if you listen to
then doing
to
a opinion. Podcast episode on it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Nerd.
You know, this was a pretty short episode.
Yeah. Do you think we could squeeze in another game?
See, there would really be a reason to. And besides, I don't want to spend, like, forever editing this episode.
Yeah. Actually.
Well, anyway, guys. I know this was a
short this episode's episode. A lot shorter than usual, but that doesn't mean that we're going to start doing shorter episodes usually. We're just going to... This episode in particular is just a bit shorter because there's less to talk about.
Yeah, and Mario... But Mario Galaxy, I think you should play it.
Yep.
Really should. Good game. Do it. Do it. Play it. Play it now. Do it.
Right now.
Do it right now. Right now.
I'll even put a link. Right, I'll even put a link in that says a link to a GameSpot where you can buy this. I'll just put a link for a physical edition of GameSpot.
Do it. Do it. Buy it. Buy it. The game. It's gonna come to your house and murder you unless you play it. It's gonna do it. Go now. Do it. Hunter, that's your cue to stop Craig.
All right.
Do it now. Go.
This has been the 1UP Video Game Discussion Podcast. Our website's link is in the description. Our other Discord link is in the description. And until next week,
go buy it.
Yeah, go buy it.
Buy the second one because the second one's really good.
All music used in this episode is a copyright of Nintendo of America. No infringement is intended.